give some simple advice that helps a person to be wise. So, children, listen carefully. Gypsy, a brown and white collie dog, came to live on a farm with acres of hills and woods full of good things like rabbit trails and streams and interesting burrows, and she delighted in it all. She was given a comfortable bed and good food. She soon learnt that she must not chase the chickens and to obey the master's commands. Come, stay, lie down. Life was good. The master would often play with her in the evenings after finishing his day's work on the farm. One day the master went to check on the windmill in the east paddock, taking Gypsy as usual. She loved the open space and the smells. She bounded off and was exploring a new smell when two things happened at the same time. The master called her, and a rabbit raced out from behind a bush. Gypsy turned and raced towards the master as she had always done. Then she stopped. It entered her mind that she didn't have to obey. Perhaps the master didn't understand about that rabbit. It was so much fun to chase a rabbit, especially that rabbit. Gypsy stood still for a moment longer. The master called again. Gypsy saw the rabbit across the paddock. She wheeled around and raced after the rabbit. Hours later, she came home. She saw the master waiting for her. But she did not gladly rush up to him, leaping and wagging her tail as she had always done. Something had happened. Gypsy felt different inside. She crawled up to him on her belly. He was pleased to have her back home. Gypsy was obedient the next day and the day after. Eventually, though, there was another rabbit, and she did not even hesitate. Gypsy would often run off, even if there was no rabbit. The master loved her still, but trusted her no longer. He kept her in a fenced area and only took her for walks with a rope around her neck. All her real freedom was gone. But the master gave her, from time to time, a new chance to obey of her own free will. Had she chosen to obey, she would have been free to wander anywhere on the farm. But she did not choose to obey the master's command. She always chose, if she was out of reach, to run away. The master, knowing that Gypsy would come back to her yard when she was hungry, let her run. One day, when they were travelling in the van, Gypsy and her good little daughter, Flurry, were let out for a break along the way. It was as they were about to get back into the van that Gypsy felt that old thrill, turned and ran. The master called with a note of sharp urgency. Flurry, with the courtesy that always ruled her, came at once. Gypsy, however, was not listening to the master and continued her dash off into the bush. After hours of searching and calling, the master sadly gave up looking and, with Flurry beside him, headed for home. Flurry continued to be obedient to the master and lived a happy life with the freedom of the farm. But Gypsy never did come back home. That's the end of our little story. But if we wanted to make up a proverb, a message from that story, that would be a help to other people, what could we say about that story? What's a good message from that story? Anybody have any ideas? One thing we know, dogs like chasing rabbits. Maybe something like dogs that run away make the master sad. Dogs have to learn to obey and not chase chickens. How about something a little bit broader than that? Being obedient makes for a happy life. What about don't give in to temptations? Pay attention to the one who cares for you, or you may lose your way home. Perhaps obey the one who cares for you if you want to have a happy life. Well, we'll have a look now at our passage in Proverbs chapter 30 and see what that's got to say about this as well. I wonder what did happen to Gypsy. Yes, children, it's time for you to come out and get your activity sheets now. I want to find out what you've been up to at the end of the service. As I prepared this message, I was very mindful that the children would be in during the service, so I've deliberately kept it fairly simple. This week, as I went through Proverbs chapter 30, as an exercise, I went through and I rewrote it into modern English. So I've come up with a new translation for chapter 30. It's Ian's English version. Let's see if we can. The master loved and cared for Gypsy. He gave her everything she needed for a happy life, but that included knowing what was expected of her. We know that God loves and cares for us, and he has given us everything we need for a happy life. He has told us what he expects of us: to be fair, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with him. But sometimes we're like Gypsy. We want to please ourselves what we do, and that means disobeying the master. We have different masters at different times in our lives. When we're young, God gives our parents the responsibility of caring for us. We needed to learn to obey them. But when we're older, we have to respect and obey the other authorities that God has put over us. Teachers at school, bosses at work, and emergency services people like police and firefighters. And many people have been kept safe during the bushfires because they obeyed the instructions of the police and firefighters. God has provided all these people to care for us because he cares for us. In Proverbs 30, he asked a man named Agur to share his wisdom. So this is what he said. Ian's English version. If you have an older version with you, you may like to follow yours as I look at just the first 9 verses. From Proverbs 30. All we know about Agur is that all that we know about him is in this chapter. Agur, his dad, and his friend. God, you know I'm weary and worn out, but I'm not giving up. Agur believed that God cared for him, and so he talked with him and told him how he felt. Have you done that today? Have you told God how you feel? When you care about someone, you talk to them and let them know what you're thinking. God talks to us through what is written in his word, but he is also able to guide our thoughts as we talk with him. So we need to do that. Tell him about your family, how you feel about them. What else is happening at your place? God made us so he understands us. The Bible says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." God made us and gave us the ability to invent things like mobile phones and spacecraft. So, of course, he must already know all there is to know about everything. Agur says, "I'm not very smart and I don't understand much. I haven't learnt much and certainly don't understand how the Holy One thinks and works." Compared to God, he doesn't know much. If you went to university for years and years and learned heaps of stuff, you might still say, "I don't know much," because the more we learn, the more we realise that there is so much more that we don't know. And how can we know God and what he thinks except by listening to what he says and seeing what he has done? Agur calls himself a brute in the older translations. He thinks, "When it comes to understanding the creator of the universe, I'm pretty slow and not good at working things out." That's what the word brute originally meant, dull, stupid. Agur is really a wise man, but he doesn't sound like it. He's thinking about himself and wanting to understand what God is like. He wonders, "Am I the only person who thinks about God like this? I know so little about the Holy One." Agur says, "I don't know anyone who has gone to heaven and come back to tell us. How does God control the wind? How does he control the seas? How did he make this world that we live in? Is there such a man? What is his name? Or his son's name? Tell if you know." It's a wise person who thinks about God, the Creator. That is how God made us, so we could know him. Everything we can see and feel shows that there is a God who created it. Not only the sun and the stars and the universe, but the colours, the smells, the tastes. God made them all. Think of your favourite colour. God made it. What's your favourite smell? God made you so you can smell it. Some people don't think about God. The disciple Peter wrote, "They deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water." So what do we know about God? That since the world was made, God has shown himself to be a caring God. He loves the people he created. He watches over them to provide for them and protect them. God wants all people to know the truth. He loves them, even if they try to run away like Jonah did, or if they leave home like the prodigal son, or go running away like Gypsy did. In our story, the master waited for Gypsy to come back home. God knows we all have thoughts of ignoring him and doing what we want. He knows that can and does happen. Some of us didn't find out that God loves us until we were older. I was 17 before I found out that God is love, that he had a plan for our lives. But God is patient. He waits for us. One thing that Agur knows for sure, whatever God says is always true. That means we should take God at his word. Have you found a promise that God has made and seen it come true for you? Don't think you know better than God, or he will correct you in no uncertain terms. When we think that we can get away with doing something that God won't approve of, we need to realise that God will deal with us because of it. We can't just do our own thing and not have to face up. If we catch ourselves saying, God won't mind, then you can be pretty sure he will. Gypsy found that when she disobeyed the master over and over again, it became a habit. She stopped caring about the one who loved her and provided for her. So we shouldn't be like Gypsy. If there is something in your life that you know is not what God wants, find a way to break any habit that stops us from bounding up to our master, full of joy to be in his company. We have to be honest with ourselves, like Agur. Being honest means to tell the truth. When we have done something wrong, we must own up. Because God is a forgiving God, that's why God sent Jesus to die. The penalty for our sins has been paid. When we put our trust in Jesus as our Saviour, our failures are forgiven. Not just the past ones up to that time, but for all time. When Jesus died, all our sins and failures were in the future. For God, all time is now time. So here is a respectful request that Agur makes. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Lord, there are two things I ask of you in my life. One, keep me completely honest. Two, don't reduce me to poverty or make me rich, but just give me my daily bread. I think I'd like to be rich. But Agur doesn't ask for that. He says, if I'm rich, I may forget that it is you who gives me everything. Or if I'm really poor, I may be tempted to steal and bring shame on you, my God. Does the idea of being friends with God make you question your own worthiness? You are in good company. Agur didn't feel like he knew all the answers, but he knew that it was right to come and talk to God. Is there something that makes you want to crawl on your belly as you approach the Lord God? Is there something you are ashamed of? There's a simple way forward. Admit it. Tell him you're sorry. Peter, that disciple who knew a thing or two about failure, has this to say: humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Agur knew that God loved him and cared for him. It's right to obey the one who cares for you if you want to have a happy life.